Welcome to Tampa Bay FM's Synergy Connection, where life as you currently live it can be transformed into the life you've always dreamed of. Understanding your synergistic connections is the pathway to your emotional, physical, spiritual, and mental wellness. Let's begin connecting the dots. Good morning, everyone. This is the Synergy Connection Show, and today I have as my guest Paul Levin. He's an author, speaker, life breakthrough mentor and blogger, and he's also a certified hypnotherapist and a certified NLP practitioner. For those who don't know what NLP means, it's neuro-linguistic programming. For several years now, he's been touching and enlightening his students with methods to transform their lives, including living from happiness and joy every moment of your life, being healthy and pain-free, communicating such that all your relationships are perfect. And if he can do that, more power to him, because I'm not sure there are any perfect relationships. Paul is the published author of the book, Your Life Sucks No More, The Ultimate Guide to Manifesting Your Perfect Life. His mission is to touch the lives of millions, transforming their sadness into happiness and their happiness into inner peace. And I do want to say that along with our lovely Florida weather, where we have manatees swimming down the street right now, Paul is under the weather as well. So he does have a cold. He made it out in this rainy weather that we're having today to be here with me. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Lucy.
And what's the name of your business and what do you actually do, Paul?
Awesome, Lucy. yes, the name of the business is I Deserve a Perfect Life. And so do you. I mean, we all do. And what I do is I teach people techniques, concepts, principles about how to have a perfect life. But more important than teaching them, I give them exercises and experiences so they actually experience how to have a perfect life. And through that process, they change their life. It transforms.
So that's got to be a pretty fun thing for people to do, to be in a place where they're not very happy and then begin moving towards a place where they go, oh, this feels a whole lot better, a lot more comfortable.
Absolutely. Now, truth be told, it takes some courage because there is some work to be done in the process, and you have to face the difficulties you've gone through. And when you break through, and you don't do this alone. I hold your hand and I walk you through it. But when you break through a barrier like that, a fear, a struggle, what's on the other side is happiness and joy and inner peace.
Right. I know one of our, he's going to be with me again on January 3rd, but I would say that he is somewhat of a regular, Trey Malicote. He talks about rewriting your narrative. And that's kind of what you're doing here, is you're looking at, okay, this is who you think you are, but this is who you could be.
Yes, absolutely. The inner dialogue, the conversation that we're constantly having with ourselves in our mind, that's a voice that is with you everywhere you go. If it's encouraging you and building you up and looking at everything as how it's going to benefit you and how wonderful it is, well, then you're going to manifest or create into your reality more wonderful things. If your inner dialogue is all about how everything sucks, all right, then you will manifest a life that sucks. And believe me, I was an expert at that at one point in my life.
Aren't you glad you're not there anymore?
I am so glad I'm not there anymore, yes.
So if somebody were to request time with you to help change their life from one that they're not happy with to one that they certainly are going to enjoy a lot more, how would you work with them? What would it look like? So, you know, I'm Jane Doe and I'm calling Paul and I'm saying, I really need to have you help me transform my life. So where would we go from there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and actually I'll throw in a bit of information about how to do the step you just mentioned. You can either call me directly at, people can call me directly at 813-841-5583, or even better, go to the website, ideserveaperfectlife.com. See what's there, see if you resonate, and then click on the link to set up an appointment with me. In that free or complimentary 30-minute session, we'll talk about the struggles that Jane is having in her life. And we'll look at possibilities. In fact, maybe even in that 30-minute call, we can actually transform or break through something, you know, going on in Jane's life. If Jane wants to continue, I have a 12-week program. And the first 6 weeks is filled with concepts and exercises. Each week we teach, I talk for a while, I'm a teacher, so I talk like it's a lecture, but there's exercises. I teach an exercise that you actually experience in the lesson, in that session, and then you repeat the exercise every day for that week, and you actually experience what the lesson was. And when you have that own your own personal experience of it, well, then it becomes real.
So then you get that aha moment.
You get that aha moment. Absolutely.
So maybe give us an example. You don't have to take chapter one, so to speak, but let's, you know, just take a chapter of a concept. And what would that concept be?
Sure. For the sake of time, the first session in the course talks about your power and authority. Now, there's a half an hour of stories that lead up to what I'm about to say.
Okay.
And the half an hour of stories allow your mind to accept what I'm about to say, because what I'm about to say is going to sound a little crazy. But each and every one of you, speaking now to the audience, each and every one of you has the power and authority to create anything you desire. Absolutely, and you have that power. I realize you don't know you have that power right now, and you don't know how to access that power, and that's why I'm here, to show you. That's all I am. I'm a way shower. But when you discover that power and authority, life becomes simple. Life becomes a playground. And I will teach you in that first hour, and actually give you exercise to experience it, that you have that power, and you will actually experience it yourself.
So, for those that have maybe been familiar with The Secret, okay, so that's part of what they were talking about, is understanding that all we have to do is change our mindset, and that as the mind begins to form different thought patterns, then we are transformed ourselves.
Yes.
And that when we stay stuck in negative thinking, that might have been because of parents, teachers, friends that said, no, that's not possible, and we bought it, then we stayed, you know, stuck wherever we happened to be. What I find really interesting is that there are so many individuals who are phenomenal successes, you know, with creating. But part of the reason I'm doing the show is to say it's not just about creating this lifestyle that you want to live. Because if you've not braided, you know, the emotional component with the mental component, with the spiritual component, with the physical component, then it's not going to work as well as you want. It can be a playground if you have braided them all together. But if some individuals, I know, you know, they go to the gym and they get this buff body and they look fabulous, but their life still sucks, as you would say, because they don't have the other components working very well for them. So do you find that you have to kind of help them braid all of those components together?
I hear what you're saying. I agree with it completely, absolutely. However, I come at it from a different direction.
Okay.
I come at it from top down, if you will. When you realize your magnificence and your power and your responsibility and your capabilities in this playground, in this illusion, and I'm going to use that word here, this illusion. I'm going to take a second here to... Actually, let me leave the question for just a moment and digress for a second, if I may.
Absolutely.
I was an engineer, See, I was an electrical and computer engineer in I was going to jokingly say a previous life, yes. But it was actually just a few years ago,
right. Really.
And what I love about the current day and age, in the past we had metaphysics and spiritualism, right? And the science community, of which I was one, being an engineer, would put it down or poo-poo it or actually almost look at it with fear, right? Because we didn't understand it, right? And that was me. And as I developed in my own growth, what I found, and it's so exciting, this is the first time in history where science, quantum physics, meets and justifies and explains and agrees with metaphysics and spiritualism.
Right.
And so when we come at it from that perspective that it is science, yes, it is metaphysics, yes, it is spiritualism, it creates this amazing umbrella where body, mind, and spirit, once we add communication to those three components, where each of those components can communicate freely, which they don't right now,
then
they integrate automatically.
Right. And it's like, wow, why wouldn't I want to be in this vessel, which is our body, that functions on all levels?
Yes.
You know, I don't want it to function just on one. I want to be, you know, the Tesla car. Now, having said that, I understand this morning that they had one that it took 10 hours to put the fire out because the battery...
Oh my.
The Tesla, that you have to jack the car up to the side to expose the battery, and it kept, you know, getting on fire.
Huh.
It was crazy. But having said that, Tesla understood this whole concept himself of how to integrate everything.
Yes.
So he just put it into automobiles.
But, okay.
You know, his belief system was there all along that we can integrate and become this powerhouse if we understand the quantum physics of life.
Well, and I'm going to guess that most people listening are not quantum physicists. I'm not a quantum physicist. So here's a layperson's explanation of some of the components of quantum physics that make a difference, okay? And it goes in particular to an experiment that was done in Israel where they shot electrons at a screen. And there's a whole story to that whole experiment. But what they found is that the thought, simply the thought of the person conducting the experiment, could alter the outcome.
Right.
And in particular, what we're talking about in the experiment is it could alter the behavior of an electron. A thought could alter the behavior of an electron. Well, gosh, if a thought can modify the behavior of an electron, what else can a thought modify? Because everything is made up of electrons.
Right. Well, they did the study, and I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, but they did the study, and maybe you're familiar with it, in Tiburon, California. It was called the Institute for Holistic Thinking, I think, at the time. I don't know whether it still exists. But they sent children there who were terminal because the doctors had nothing else that they could do for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were able to send them free of charge with their families to Tiburon, California.
Nice.
And they taught them the power of this thought pattern. Because if the children could visualize, you know, themselves on the white horse, killing off their cancer cells or whatever disease they had, there was a 97% cure rate. And these were kids that were terminal. And so by going there and learning how to use their brains to manifest their health instead of looking at science to heal them,
yes,
we can all heal ourselves. And that's the exciting part about this, is that we have the ability, you know, if we have the right tools, we have the ability to stay healthy, to stay young, to stay vibrant, to continue to learn things. It's all there, but you have to have the right tools.
I want to emphasize for your listeners a couple of points you just made. First of all, we're talking about children. The closest human beings to source energy
are kids.
Are kids.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we had to pick a demographic who'd be capable to do what you're saying, children was the place to do it. The second thing you mentioned is terminally medical science, the medical conventional system, pretty much had given up. Okay, there was nothing else they could do. And then had a 97% success rate by changing their thought patterns.
Their thought patterns, yeah.
Okay. And that comes right back to the fact that everything, quantum physics tells us, everything in the universe is made up of energy.
Right.
Right? And so why not? Why can't we alter the body?
Oh,
we can.
I think we can.
We absolutely can.
Yeah. And it's really a matter of taking back our own power.
Absolutely.
Because right now, with the way things are, you know, and I'm not saying there's not a place for pharmaceutical companies, because there is, but I'm also saying that we need to understand our bodies and how we can heal ourselves, mm-hmm. and not give that total control over to a bottle of pills, you know, because
Absolutely.
That's not going to be the answer for longevity. If anything, there's way too many complications that occur when you do take
unintended consequences. Yes.
Unintended. It's not meant to, but all they have to do is listen to a television commercial, and the last 30 seconds of the commercial sometimes is all of the side effects that can happen.
Oh, everybody needs to Google Stephen Colbert. And I don't remember how that's spelled, but there's a silent T, I think, at the end. Stephen Colbert and his skits on Prescott Pharmaceuticals, which is a made-up company. There's no such, you know, company. But Stephen Colbert was a comedian, and he would do the most amazing skits on some made-up drug and all of the long list of side effects that it would cause. Yes, it was hysterical.
In your book, Your Life Sucks No More,
yes.
In that particular book, I saw something that was called emotional testing. And I wanted everybody out there to kind of get a sense for how they can begin to work with themselves in order to understand how they have their own answers. And these are yes and no questions, but I'd like for you to sort of explain that. It's the O-ring test, I guess, is part
yes,
of
it's called the bi-digital.
Okay.
So bi meaning two, digital meaning fingers, a digit, right?
Right.
Bi-digital O-ring, because we form the pattern of an O with our fingers, and I'll explain that in a second. Bi-digital O-ring testing. And I first learned about this in my experiences with holistic healthcare, because I put all of my emphasis as far as healing into holistic healthcare. So if we take one of our hands, I'm going to use my left hand, and we're going to take the thumb and what is this, the fourth finger, the one right before the pinky, and touch the tips of the thumb and the fourth finger together. Exactly. And I've actually had one acupuncturist squish my fingers together, which kind of blew me away. But so I think that's actually a different test. But with the way I do bi-digital O-ring testing is I have the tips touching, almost the nails are touching. All right? Now I'm going to take the index finger of my other hand and place it through the hole that I've just created with the other two fingers, whichever direction is comfortable for you. If you have to turn your wrist or whatever, whatever's comfortable for you. Now, take that index finger and push it through between the thumb and fourth finger, escaping the circle. Easy, right? All right. Now, we're going to use that motion of moving your finger through out of the circle, to do a test. And what I want to emphasize here is that the circle is, you can put your fingers down and rest for a moment. I'm so glad you're doing that in front of me, Lucy, because I just realized there's thousands of people out there with their finger through this hole wondering, what the heck do I do now? You know? So, okay, what we're going to do with this motion is we're going to do a yes or no, a true or false test with it, all right? And what we're going to do is test for truth or lie, all right, for you, for what is internally true for you. And the easiest thing we can do that with right now is your identity, your name. So if you create that circle now and put your finger through the circle and say, my name is, and state your true name, and then notice that it's not so easy to move that finger out of the circle as you're saying, my name is, and you're stating your real name. And I'd like you to notice how much force you have to push that finger through to get it out. And thank you, Lucy. Yeah. All right. Now we're going to change the statement. Now I'd like you to say, my name is, and make up somebody's name. In fact, make it some other sex. Okay, so if you're a male, come up with a girl's name, right? And my name is, and say that. Now notice that your finger slips through.
Right. Very easily.
Very easily. Right. All right, cool. Now we have two reference points. We have the amount of pressure for a true, and the amount of force you have to apply for a false, right?
Right.
Okay, actually, it's less for the false, right?
Right.
Excuse me one second. Okay, so now we're going to use that knowledge, those two forces, to test things for ourselves.
Right.
And this is a way in which spirit can answer questions for you about your life.
Okay. That's very helpful for most people, I would think.
I would think so, right? Because here, consider you're 18 years old, you're finishing high school, and you're not quite sure what you want to do in life, but you've taken some of those career tests, and they suggest that you do X, you do that. And you're like, well, I don't know, should I do that or not? Well, let's do this test.
Right.
Let's see what your spirit says to you about it. So you would form the circle, put your finger in there, go, should I go to school for
cosmetology.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Should I do that? And then you'll do the test and you'll notice that your finger just does not go through.
Right.
Well, that's true, right? That's what it was when you stated your real name.
Right.
So that's your spirit saying that doing the thing you're asking about is in alignment with you.
Right.
It's something that will be beneficial to you. Whether it's your career for the rest of your life, who knows? But it's of benefit to you right now.
I would think this could also be used for health.
Absolutely.
Or for relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Or for travel. You know, like if you're thinking about going here or here, mm-hmm. you know, which one resonates better.
Yeah.
So, and relocation. There could be a whole lot of different ways that it's going to impact you on a very personal level. And is this in your highest good to go do this, is what you're saying. So you could use that test.
Exactly. In fact, you brought up a point I'd like to clarify. We talked before about body, mind, and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And we know how the body talks usually. It's, you know, we'll feel pain somewhere. We'll get a queasy stomach. We often call that a problem and go to a doctor to try to make it go away. Don't. That's a message. It's communication. Your body is trying to tell you something.
Right.
Find out what it's trying to tell you instead of making the message go away.
Right.
We have the mind. We know how it communicates in thought. We come up with a thought. It also communicates in feelings and emotions. But the spirit. How does the spirit communicate? And I teach that in my course, how the spirit communicates. But here we have a test. Yes, it's subjective. But it also has objective qualities to it, okay, this test. And we have a test that will tell us how our spirit is, what our spirit wants to say with regards to the question.
Right, right. And I don't think our spirit gets an opportunity to talk to us very much. Our mind is constantly chattering. Our body, you know, like you said, whether it's something that feels good or if something that doesn't feel good, it kind of communicates on those levels. Like, I'd like more of this, I'd like less of this. But our spirit, yeah, you have to learn to listen. And this would be a way to kind of tune in to the spirit so that the spirit is actually able to communicate.
Yes. And this is a great test to get started in that endeavor of hearing your spirit and communicating with your spirit. Even at the end of the first 6 weeks of my program, you will be hearing your spirit very clearly, very great communication, okay? The real breakthrough, if you will, for all of it, okay, not just any particular aspect of your life, but the real mega breakthrough is when you begin to just hear your spirit all the time and obey it. And do exactly what your spirit is telling you to do every time it tells you to do something. Because when you do that, life flows.
Right.
You're in flow at that point.
That is so, so true. I think I started doing that when I was actually a freshman in college, so I've been doing it for a very long time. But it doesn't mean that you remember to do it every second of every day. Sometimes life gets in the way.
Of course.
And, you know, you forget. And then you just have to dial back in. So if we kind of think of our life, you know, as a radio station with a dial, and when we're tuned in, life flows. And when we're not tuned in, it doesn't. And when it's not flowing, that's the time to kind of maybe sit down and do this mindfulness breathing exercise where you can put yourself back into sync with listening and being aware. I want to take just, I know this is a question and you'll come back some other time and share this at greater length, but this concept of whatever my experience, I create it. How would you like to maybe take 2 minutes to kind of help somebody understand that, how are we creating everything in our life?
Well, this is the basis of lesson two in the program, and actually it's after lesson two where I lose a lot of people out of the program. Because lesson two is all about taking responsibility for your creation. Lesson one, we will totally explain to your mind and give you experiences to understand your power. But if you've got all that power, well, then who created everything?
Right. And if you don't like what you've got, who's responsible?
Precisely. Right. Good, bad, or indifferent, you created it.
Right.
All right. And you have the power and capability and authority to change it. Whatever it is.
And that should be exciting for people to understand that if they don't like where they are, my goodness, they can turn it around. And they can turn it around right now. They don't have to
Absolutely.
Wait a year or 6 months or finish out a, you know, program in a gym someplace to have their life different. They can begin the process this very second.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Change begins in the mind. Change begins with a decision. And yes, if there are things in your life's experience, and that's the one little change I wanted to make to what you had said there. Anything in your experience of life is your creation. Things you're told about, things out there you read in the news or hear on the news, well, that's not your experience of life.
Right. But how you respond to it.
Yes, exactly. How you respond to what you hear, that's right. So definitely, and I drill home to people, good, bad, or indifferent, you created it. So own it.
All right. So I want you to tell them again how to get hold of you. And by the way, I want everybody to know that the program is going to be going to an hour after the first of the year. There are a lot of people that have so much to say, and trying to get it all in a matter of, you know, a half an hour is very, very difficult. So when you come back, you'll have lots of opportunity to go deeper into some of these areas that we're just touching on the surface right now. But how can they get hold of you again?
Well, I would really love for people to go to the website, which is I Deserve a Perfect Life. You can read a whole bunch of stuff there, hear a whole bunch of stuff, because I've got a bunch of videos there, listen to testimonials. Schedule a session with me, call me, send me a message. There's a whole bunch of ways to contact me. And the website, ideserveaperfectlife.com, would be the place to start.
Okay, that is absolutely awesome. So thank you for being my guest today. I think you've given the listeners a lot to think about. And maybe some of them are pretty excited about wanting to change their life and beginning that process in 2019. So I hope they're in touch with you, and I hope they do go to your website. Next week is the final show for 2018. That's really hard to believe that we're at the end of the year, but we are. So I want to wish everybody a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Next show will be not a live show. It is going to be pre-recorded, and it's on reflections on 2018, because I will probably be in the air at that point and not able to do a live show from however many thousands of feet I'll be at. Trey is my returning guest on January 3rd at 11, And we're going to be discussing how to move towards your personal divinity in this lifetime, that we're all divine beings. We've lost touch of that. We're all angelic in nature, sometimes more so than others. But, you know, it's there, and we're going to discuss how to begin that process. For those listeners who have as one of their goals for 2019, if you go to my website, SynergyConnectionRadio.com, there is a health blog. And if you click on the health blog, it will take you to several different links, like understanding why to use maybe vitamins today, what are nootropics, you know, if you're walking into rooms and going, why am I here? Maybe you need something to help your brain focus a little bit better. So that is there. The videos are fun. If you decide that you want to order anything, if you just click where it says promo code and type in my name, Lucy, L-U-C-Y, you'll get $5 off, and it is free shipping during the month of December. Additionally, if you call 1-800-861-4609, you can talk to a live person there about any kind of health concern that you have, and they will guide you as to maybe something that will help change that condition. So again, have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season, everybody. I will be talking to you at a longer period of time after the first of the year, and make this your best life. Thank you so much.